This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Roush, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 13th of July, 2022. The PM 40 closed down at 4,006 points, down 52 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was IT Tech Packaging, which closed at $1.03, up 3%. Pact of Evergreen also gained, closing up 2.5% at $9.38. Other winners were Boise Cascade, Resolute Forest Products, and Universal Forest Products, also known as UFP Industries. The biggest decliner for the day was Nine Dragons, closing at $16.77, down 6.2%. Mondi Limited also lost, closing down 3.3% at $34.03. Other decliners were Mativ, Westrock, and Glatfelter. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.